Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The seed was planted. You got to talk about this. You got to start a podcast. And I was like, I can't start a podcast on this. but I literally could not sleep for 3 days. Because I was just, you got to do this. You have to start this podcast. You got to do this podcast. And so after the third day, I went to my husband and I was like, I'm going to start a podcast and talk about lichen sclerosis. And he was like, you're going to talk about your pussy on the podcast? And I'm like, yes, dear, yeah. I am. And he's like, okay. And so
smart man.
That was the intuition that like 5 years later, here we are. And no, actually not even, this will be our fourth year. So yeah, a little bit more than 3 years later, here we are. And it has completely changed our lives.
Yeah. I'm sweating. Yeah. In 2010, thought I was doing something. And now I'm rapping with a crew or something. I guess the track don't really stick unless he's gluing something. And I never fit the shoe until I do or something. Yo, bracing myself like teak, boy, it's the same old route on some new concrete. But homie, these tunes make you get a new ID. I'm trying to do my thing, but the commute ain't cheap. I'm on a 2-day week for all this rap these days. And we can still pitch the track to all the wack DJs. We're singing happy days, wearing tacky J's. And I'm just pumped that I made it out my nappy phase. Let's go. We can turn
the whole. Hey y'all, the OGs and new listeners alike, I am Randy, and this is my indie episode. And before I get into my spiel, a quick shout out to our patrons over on Patreon. We have weekly meetings every Thursday, among other things, and they're the highlight of a lot of our weeks, and I'm just grateful for how y'all have made space for us and rock with us for like years in some cases. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you as well to everyone else who consistently listens to our show. That is a bomb way to show support as well, and we see you. Okay, so for those who don't know or who need a reminder, indie episodes are individual episodes Mikey and I record. It's a way for us to honor who we are as individuals and not just who we are as spouses. And today I'm going to interview Kathy. She is a fellow podcaster and host of the Lichen Sclerosis podcast. Did I get that right, Kathy?
You did.
Yes. She was diagnosed with LS, a chronic inflammatory skin condition, at 40, and has been determined to support other people on their LS journey. Kathy is a wife, mother, co-founder, president, and treasurer of the Lichen Sclerosis Support Network, a not-for-profit organization that aims to empower people with LS to take an active role in their vulva health. It's been important to me to interview Kathy because we have been a part of each other's world on the internet for years now, and in listening to her podcast and seeing the work she promotes on socials, I believe it's really important to have her on the show so that she can educate us all about LS and how it may show up for people who are diagnosed. There is no shortage of information when it concerns talking with Kathy, y'all. Her everything, there's no, like, I technically don't have to interview her, but I want to because she has so much information everywhere. And I'm just really excited for this convo.
I'm super excited. Girl, this is a dream come true.
What?
Yes, a dream come true. Like, I started listening to you guys before I even started my podcast. I was researching accounts to start my own podcast, and you guys were one of the ones that I was just like binged. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. Y'all, we love to hear that. Like, oh my God. People still, because who, we was just out here. You just don't even understand the lack of preparation. But we was just going vibes in our spirit. But thank you, Kathy, and welcome again to the show. So before we get into our interview questions and our icebreaker question, I really like for you to tell our listeners about you, how you show up in the world, any and all pronouns, and who you are in your words.
So yeah, I go by Kathy, and my pronouns are she, her, and I move in the world as someone who puts out what I want to get back in, right? I am one of those people who believe in karma. I believe the universe provides, and that is literally what has driven me to where I am today. I tell people all the time, I have no business doing what I do, but it has literally become my life's mission. So,
yeah.
Like you said, I did get diagnosed with lichen sclerosis when I was 40. It took 5 years. I started having symptoms when I was 35 after I had a hysterectomy where they went in vaginally. And yeah, 5 years to 3-4 different doctors, a bunch of misdiagnoses. Until I finally got the answers. And even after I got the answers, I was not given complete and accurate information, which further led to my progression, which I'm sure we'll get into in my story. I provide education and support for people with lichen sclerosis. Right now we are focused on vulvar lichen sclerosis, but basically, LS is an autoimmune condition that mainly affects the female genitals. It can affect the male genitals, but it's for every one man, there's 10 women that it affects.
Wow.
And it could affect any age. So we've had children as young as 3 years old, and we've had people as old as 99 years old have this condition. So it's really important that everyone knows about it, especially in our communities where, you know, there's the whole stigma about talking about your genitals. And we got to break that. We got to break that.
We really do. And I know we're being serious right now, but when I saw on your site that you said you were diagnosed at 40, I'm like, Kathy, what? You do not look 40. Oh. Like I would have never, ever, 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 ever given you 40. Oh, ever.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm 45 now.
I'm not playing. What?
Yeah, I'm 45 now. Thank
Kathy,
you.
Kathy, listen to me. I mean, this explains why you're so like mature and you just be like looking at me like I'm crazy. But like when I saw that, I was like, is this a typo? I'm going to send her the questions and see if she sends anything. Because, wow. Wow.
I appreciate you. I get
kudos
that a lot.
Kudos to you.
I have great genes. Great genes.
Listen, I just can't believe it. So, wow. You look great. You are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so yes, you're right. We will get more into the LS journey and all of that good stuff. But before we do, I'm also going to answer this question, but our icebreaker question is, what is a favorite, my intuition was right, and I'm so happy y'all followed it, memory that you have?
I would have to say, and it ties right back into this, is starting the Lichen Sclerosis podcast. Because originally my husband and I were going to start a marriage relationship podcast. And that's why I was found you guys.
I was listening.
Yes. Because I was listening to different influencers and podcasters in the space. And so we had bought all the things and we had all the equipment and I was doing all of the research. And then my condition progressed and my symptoms got worse, even though I was treating the way that the doctor told me to treat. And so that's when I started going on the internet and researching and finding out that this condition that I thought was no big deal was actually a really big deal. And then the fact that they told me it was rare, I felt like, well, I cannot be the only one out here that feels this way, that's looking for information, that's at a loss. And literally the seed was planted. You got to talk about this. You got to start a podcast. And I was like, I can't start a podcast on this. but I literally could not sleep for 3 days because I was just, you got to do this. You have to start this podcast. You got to do this podcast. And so after the third day, I went to my husband and I was like, I'm going to start a podcast and talk about lichen sclerosis. And he was like, you're going to talk about your pussy on the podcast? And I'm like, yes, dear, yeah, I am. And he's like, okay. And so
smart man.
That was the intuition that like 5 years later, here we are. And not even, this will be our fourth year. So yeah, a little bit more than three years later, here we are. And it has completely changed our lives. Changed our lives. So that was my favorite intuition.
Thank you. Yeah, smart man. We love cooperative husbands. Oh, okay. Yeah. Just say okay and support me and believe.
My husband is amazing. I could not be here without him. He's the really my backbone. He's always supported every crazy idea that I have. He's just like, all right, let's see it through. Let's see it through.
Wow. And I can definitely tell that you have support behind you, because just the progression since I first heard an episode and learned that you had shouted out BMM and our emails and all of that. And just like seeing just like the social media following your Spotify, like Wrapped, is always so impressive. Like, I'm like, Kathy better be out here doing it. She better be out here.
Yeah, the growth has been amazing.
Yes. And that's a blessing. Yes. So for me, it's also going to be podcast related. But for me, it was when I was washing dishes, just minding my business. And it came to me that I had to interview my dad. Mm. I was like, oh, shit, I got to have my daddy on a podcast. And you're right. It is like when you have a thought and you're like, man, I can't do that. And it just won't let you sleep. When I tell you, it would not let me rest. And I know that means it's time. Like, yep. I have to, or I'm really will just go out like that. And so I had him on the show, and it was such a profound episode, and it was a lot of fun. And afterwards, he was like, we should write a book. You know, like, he just wanted to like create more. And I'm like, I do not have the emotional bandwidth, sir, to do a book with you right now. But, you know, I'm really happy you enjoyed yourself. But it was really full circle to have him on, because when we started the podcast, and I've talked a lot about, like, you know, my dad wounds, my mother wounds, like, I never anticipated ever having him on. Like, it was never even a thought. But growth and healing and reconciliation and all that, and we created a really great, funny episode that I still listen to personally. Like, I just will scroll back and listen to our episode because my dad's a nut. Mm. And I'm really happy that I listened to my intuition, to spirit, to the universe, because if I hadn't, we wouldn't have that. And there were so many people who like text and messaged and was like, this was wonderful. And that really was great. And I would screenshot and send it to him. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome. Yeah. I always tell my community, where you are today is not where you're going to be in 6 months, a year, even 3 months. Yep. You know, the journey, we're always ever changing, and it's hills and valleys, right? Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, but we got to keep moving. So I love that the growth that you have had on this journey, healing through the podcast. And girl, I've been here for it all. I listen all the time. I know. I love that you and Mikey just don't stop, you know, even when it gets super hard, we're like, we just got to keep moving forward. You know, there's a lesson somewhere in this. It sucks right now, but we got to keep moving forward and we'll get there. And that's exactly how I live I tell my community, because this condition is awful. Awful.
And that's actually a really great segue, because I really want you to say, and this is the first question, but like, I know that you've talked about it, because we've like talked separately about it, because I'm just so fascinated. And so, like, what symptoms were you having? What makes it as awful as it is? Because I also saw when I Googled it that it could be like, it could sometimes also lead to like vulva cancer. Yep. And like, if it's untreated. And yeah, like I'm just really interested to know, like,
yeah,
all the info.
So the thing with LS is it can be a really individualized condition. So you can have, mm-hmm. you know, all the symptoms, or you can have none of the symptoms. There are people who are asymptomatic. So for me personally, the one symptom that kept popping up for me was itching. So itching in the vulva. And so a lot of people actually have itching on the labia minora, the labia majora. And so those are like the non-hair-bearing parts. For me, the itching was on my mons pubis. So the hair-bearing part right above the clitoral hood. And we're not talking about, like, you know, you ain't took a shower for a day, or you just came out the gym for a day. This is not the type of itching we're talking about. We're talking about the itching where I have holes in my panties. Okay. That's how the itching is persistent. It is never ending when it starts, and it usually hits you when you're laying down to go to bed. And it probably itches, like, we don't have the studies right now, but it's probably itching throughout the whole day. It's just that you're so preoccupied with all of the other things that you
and by the time it's time to shut.
But when you're laying down and your mind is, you know, resting, now it's like, hey, I call it persistent Patty. I have a whole episode on persistent Patty. She's like, hey, bitch,
I'll see you.
I leave you. Don't forget about me. It's my time to party, you know. So she comes and pops up when you're trying to go to bed. And there are some people that literally wake up with, you know, bleeding, blood under their nails because they've been scratching in their sleep. It wakes you up. It is just really, really bad. And so, like I said, for me, it was the itching. And I kept going to the doctors, and the first thing they told me was it was part of my healing, because remember, I had had a hysterectomy.
Yes.
Where they went in vaginally. And so that was the first thing. Then it was, oh, did you change your soap, or did you change your detergent? They felt it was contact dermatitis, and I had an allergy. And I was like, I haven't changed anything.
Right.
They're like, oh, use the sensitive wash and da 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 da. I did all of that. Nothing changed. And so I got frustrated for going to the doctor and not getting answers. And so I quit going to the doctor for about 3 years and just kind of just living with this insistent itch until I got what I ended up finding out was a blood blister. And so originally it looked to me, I felt like a hair bump. And so this hair bump, usually, you know, you get a hair bump, it goes away after a couple of days. This was not going away, and I felt like it was getting bigger. So I finally had my husband come and look, and he's like, that doesn't look like any hair bump that I've ever seen. And so right away, I'm like, we'll take a picture. So he took a picture, and I'm looking at it, and now I'm starting to freak out. So, of course, I'm going to Dr. Google, and I'm seeing vulvar cancer, and I'm like, right away to the doctors, I need to get in today. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I got the last appointment with the nurse practitioner. And of course, I'm going into the doctor's office and I'm like, you need a biopsy. Is it vulvar cancer? I need to know. I was planning out who's going to take care of my kids. Like the whole nine yards. I was ready to write my will. I was like, I got no money. I was like,
no.
So she cuts it open, and she's like, well, there's only blood and water. I'm not seeing any pus, which, okay, that's good, I guess. And so I'm like, are you going to take a biopsy? And so she calls the gynecologist in. Remind you, this is the last appointment of the day. The gynecologist comes in, who I've never seen before. I had seen the other gynecologist. She comes in, looks between my legs, and says, that looks like a herpes bump. Treat her for herpes. You can't biopsy because you've already cut it open. So just treat her for biopsy. No, hello, what's your name, your history? She ain't never seen me before. She just comes in, looked in between my legs, and said, oh, it's herpes. I'm like stunned.
No, it's, oh my God.
Stunned. Legs wide open. Just like, what the hell? So she leaves and I turn to the nurse practitioner and I'm like, I don't have herpes. I've been with my husband more than 18 years. I trust him. Right. I don't have herpes. So she's like, well, I don't think you have herpes. I think you have something else. Do you mind if I do some research? I'm like, research away. So she goes to the computer. She turns back around after about 5 minutes and she's like, I think you have a condition called lichen sclerosis. And she's like, do you itch? And I'm like, do I itch? I've been screaming about itching for 5 years. Yes, I itch.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, from the color of your vulva, because that was another thing I hadn't associated with, was my vulva was ashy. Like it was like, you ever like just have ashy skin?
Yes,
and no matter how much like lotion or moisturizer, it was just always like an ashy color. And she was like, well, with the color of your vulva and the itchiness and these things called blood blisters, these are all signs and symptoms of lichen sclerosis. I'm like, oh, great. I have a diagnosis. I'm like, yes. How do we get rid of it? She turns and she says, it's not curable. That elation went from woohoo, 5 years answers to what the fuck?
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite. Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
My heart just dropped. Are you kidding me? I'm going to have to deal with this for my whole life.
Is it genetic?
So they don't know exactly, but there seems to be a 17% genetic component to it, where they did a study and they found that 17% of the women in the study had a first generation relation that also had LS. So daughter, mother, aunt, something like that, sister. So what they do know now, and this is just recent, was they found some proteins or a group of proteins that live on the basement layer of the skin. So we have seven mm-hmm. layers of skin. And, for whatever reason, this hasn't been studied yet, but they get triggered. And when they get triggered, they start emitting a signal that the immune system does not recognize as self, and it starts attacking. And so when the immune system attacks the protein, it creates inflammation. And the inflammation starts building. I liken it to if you have a water pipe burst in an apartment building and the water's just rising through, you know, the seven stories of your building, it's causing damage as it's, you know, flooding this building. It's the same thing. The inflammation causes damage to the skin, and that's where our signs and symptoms come from. And so, you know, it just wreaks havoc on the skin. And so
is it considered an autoimmune?
Yes. Currently, okay. It is. In the beginning, when I first started researching, there were two camps, but they have more proof now that it is an autoimmune condition. Yeah.
Because when you said it fights, it's like it's fighting your body.
Yep.
Even though it needs to be helping.
Yes.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah. So she told me there's no cure. I had to like pick my jaw up, and she was just like, we're going to try this steroid. Try it for 2 weeks. And then if the itching goes away, then it's LS. If it doesn't, then I don't know. So thankfully, I know. Thankfully, the itching went away and all my symptoms, you know, were good. And and then when I went back, she was just like, okay, well, it's LS, use this as needed where you have signs and symptoms. And I did that. The problem is this condition is progressive. And so going back to my analogy about the building, that water pipe in that basement never stops gushing water. And so if you take the hose out that's sucking the water out, guess what? You still got new water coming in, and it's causing more damage than was originally there. And so it progresses. The damage gets worse, worse, and worse. And so that's what happens with this condition. If we're not continuously maintaining and treating it, managing it, then it gets worse. And so that's what happened. 3 years into my diagnosis, I started getting fissures, which feel like hundreds of paper cuts on your labia.
Oh my God.
It is really painful. You get tears. I tore getting out of the car, like just getting out of the car, because the tissues are so inflamed with this inflammation that they have no more elasticity. They're just like stretched to capacity. So, you know, it's like any kind of friction or pressure easily tears.
Kathy, first of all, I'm so sorry, because girl to girl, I know that my God, it's painful.
Yes.
And on top of that, you have children and you're married. And so like okay, before we go into that, managing. So you learned that you have to continuously treat it and manage it, and that steroids is not going to be the only answer, because even after your diagnosis, it got worse. It was getting worse. So like, how have you gotten to a space of management? And like, what do you use or do?
So managing the condition, it looks a little different for everybody. But for most people, they're able to manage with using a topical steroid on a consistent and proper basis. So how we apply our steroid is just as important as how often we use it. And so we use it a lot in the beginning, and then we taper down, and then we have to continue to use it. I use it twice a week for the rest of my life. And so, And the thing too is this is not a cure, right? This is just a way of managing it. And so this condition flares. And one of the things that really makes it flare is stress, just like acute stress. And so for me, I was, after I learned about how to use it properly and how to manage, I was almost a year symptom free when I had, my husband and I both caught COVID. We ended up in the hospital. It was just a super stressful time. And then my symptoms started again, which this time it wasn't itching. It was anatomy changes. So I didn't even get to that symptom.
What is anatomy changes?
So for your people on Patreon, this is a vulva.
They can see the video.
Yes, they can see the video. This is my vulva puppet. So you have your labia majora, you have your clitoral hood, you got your clitoris and your labia majora. The labia and then your vaginal opening. Your labia minora can fuse to themselves, or to the labia majora, where you cannot pull them apart. The clitoral hood can fuse to the clitoris, or it can fuse to itself, where it's like a hoodie where you just pull the strings and it closes up. Completely cannot pull it back, so you can no longer see the clitoris. And your vaginal opening can fuse. It starts at the, let's say this is the 12 o'clock, this is 6 o'clock. And it's like, it'll fuse until it completely closes, where you can no longer have any kind of insertion.
So, first two things that came to mind. One, that sounds like an allergic reaction. You know how like it, when I have seafood, I know it's not the same thing, but like how your eyes will like go shut and you have to like kind of claw it open, like with water and like time. And it also sounds like your body is shutting down. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
From like,
it's actually a different mechanism. So, you know, when you get a tear or a wound and you get that part gets really red and inflamed and then it scars shut.
Yeah.
It's a scarring. It's a scar. It's actually creates a scar where those two pieces of skin can now no longer be pulled apart. They are scarred together. And so it will scar your vaginal opening closed. It will scar the labia minora to the labia majora, or the labia minora to the labia minora, which will then cover up your urethra. Or it'll scar the clitoral hood to the clitoris or to itself, where you can no longer pull it back.
So how do you get it unscarred? Like, you know how like you
You got surgery. It's called lysis of adhesion. The clitoral hood, they do have some non-surgical, lysis. there's different ways that you can get it unscarred, but most of the way is basically you're cutting the scar tissue. And then it also can affect the anus. So LS can affect the vulva and the anal area and the perineum, which is that little piece of landing, you know, tissue between the two. So that whole area can be affected. One of the other hallmark symptoms is you get like a white, waxy looking skin. And it can be in patches. It can be small spots. It can be different areas. But if you see it's, and especially on black and brown bodies, you can see it's very much the color is just different, right? Cause for most of us, our vulvas are black, brown, and you'll see there's this very distinct whiteness. And it can have like crinkly skin around it, like around the edges. That's a hallmark sign of lichen sclerosis.
So,
one other thing, the labia can actually be sucked back into the body. So you no longer have labia minora. You only have this. So you're like a little girl again. Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, there.
Yeah.
Kathy, we're going to have to talk separately.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like there's just so, I didn't know that. And I didn't know that that could happen to our bodies. And I didn't know.
When it happened to me, I was like, what the fuck am I, a frog? What is going on? No. Nobody has ever told me this. This is not human. Not
a frog. No, this is, your body is like, there's just so many things. They're like, the flare up is making your body literally fold into itself. And like, and it's, like, what is it trying to do? It's trying to, like,
it's the inflammation. So just like when we get a wound, I'm the queen of analogies. If you ever hear my podcast, I speak in analogies. I don't do the science. I dumb it down.
Well, you know, Mikey does too. So I'm ready. You know, Mikey always speaking analogies and movies and yes.
So I think like this, like, you know, like I said, when you get a wound or any kind of cut, it gets inflamed. And so I think of it as when that inflammation builds up to a certain level, there's a group of cells. I call them the ambulance cells, just waiting in their office. They get a fax. Hey, inflammation has reached this level. I need you to go over here and create a scar. And they don't know what caused that inflammation. All they know is they got the facts. They got to go to work and they are going to create the scar. And so with inflammation, the lichen sclerosis creating this inflammation from the autoimmune response, the inflammation has gotten to that point on the labia, on the clitoral hood, on the vaginal opening, that these ambulance cells they're going to work and they're creating the scar. They don't know that it's not an open wound. All they know, inflammation, I got the call, I'm going to do my job.
So one more question that I want to shift us just a bit to talk about your husband and your marriage mm-hmm. and how this diagnosis affects it. But how, so once you have like the surgery, does it not happen again?
Oh no, there's a huge prevalence for it to happen again. We got to be super, super on top of our maintenance. Super on top of
which
maintenance.
Is like what, like keeping stressors low? Like what does it even look like?
Stress, keeping your stress low. Keeping up with your treatment, using a vulvar moisturizer, which every mm-hmm. woman should be using vulvar moisturizer, even if you don't have a condition. We should always be looking at our vulva so we know our normal and we can mm-hmm. quickly find out, like figure out if there's something different and we can explain that to our providers. You should be looking at your vulva at least once a month, which is something I learned after I got this condition. But yeah, even I have my 10-year-old, she started when she was 10, looking at her vulva, my 14-year-old, mm-hmm. because you need to know what you look like. So when you go, when something is different, you can go and say, hey, this is what changed. And if you're comfortable taking pictures every 3 months, and, mm-hmm. you know, is a good idea because visuals is always going to be better. You know what they say, pictures worth like a thousand words. Oh, memory's so flawed. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, definitely all of the things.
Okay. Well, thank you. So obviously with this vulva pain and like all the things, you're also a spouse. Mm-hmm. And that entails like so many things. You've already told us that your husband is a rock star and is the man. And we love to hear it because it's a jungle out here from what I'm seeing. It's a jungle based off what people are saying. So like, how has the diagnosis affected your marriage? What do y'all do during flare-ups? You know, whatever you feel comfortable sharing. And like I can imagine like the intense pain that sometimes a flare-up or all the time a flare-up will cause. And like, what does it all mean? And like, what are you, you know, because I know like as women, we're already always in a lot of cases thinking about, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up other people's stuff. Thinking about other people's rejections, especially as spouses, especially when it concerns sex mm-hmm. and especially when it concerns genitals and how our genitals look. And so like, please tell me everything.
So, this happened when my husband and I call it like our second phase of marriage. Like we had, mm-hmm. you know, you're married. We were married for like up to 7 years and then we entered a rut. We had kids and then it was, oh, we found ourselves again, right? So I call it our second honeymoon where we were like back to when we were in our 20s and just like sex all the time. We just couldn't keep ourselves on each other. And then I started having symptoms. And so when I started having symptoms, this is my best friend. I could talk about to him about anything. And when I was having mm-hmm. symptoms, like I would ask him, like, does it look different? And he like, no, it's like... and funny story. So real quick, one of the symptoms was that my labia majora became really engorged. Like it just was inflamed. And so one day I'm like, honey, do you think like, does it look different to you? And typical black man, he's like, no, I love me a fat pussy. And I'm like,
yes. Because I'm like, you're not listening. This is serious, okay? I need for you to focus. Like, especially when, like, I understand the sense of, like, being pregnant, which I also know you're, like, it's just, like, I know that something's off, okay? Right. And I know you just want some right now, but I need you to look, okay? And tell the truth, because...
Right. But, yeah, so I was just like, okay, maybe it's just me. But anyway, so, yeah, so, like, so when I got the diagnosis, though, it was like, I didn't have the words. I didn't have the language to kind of explain it to him. It's not a sexually transmitted condition. It's not contagious, mm-hmm. but it is something going on down there. And it's like,
yes.
And so it took me a little while to actually come and say, hey, this is what's going on. And he, again, he's a rock star. He was just like, okay, are you going to be okay? And it took me having the podcast and just continuously having conversations with him as I learned stuff to the point mm-hmm. where he understood the gravity of this condition. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who do end up divorced, who do end up breaking up because of this condition, because they can't have sex or because, you know, their partner doesn't understand that this is in a sexually transmitted condition or doesn't want to listen and doesn't have the communication skills to actually be able to, you know, learn about and support their person. And so we are actually having a summit on May the 13th through May the 17th that's actually to support our patients, to support our their partners and caregivers. And this summit is great for not just people who have lichen sclerosis, but other pelvic conditions. You know, there's vaginismus, endometriosis, anything that that prevents you or just affects your partnership, your sex life. This summit is going to be freaking amazing. We've got sex therapists, pelvic floor physical therapists, doctors, all kinds of mental health providers, all educating on keeping intimacy, non-sexual and sexual. We've got people talking about how to maintain your sexual health through pelvic floor physical therapy, through other means. And we're even having a meetup where partners are able to come and share their stories and talk about what works and what doesn't work. Because we have to support our community, our network outside of just our patient pool. Because these conditions don't just affect the patient, they affect all of the people around them.
Yep.
So, yep. And it's friends and families too. You know, when you want to, you know, your family's going on a bike ride and you're like, well, I can't ride a bike today because it hurts. How do I tell them I can't go because my vulva's in pain? You know, you're right, just
and then
like,
they have a whole bunch of questions. Where's your vulva?
Exactly.
Are you?
And then most people don't feel that comfortable. They're just going to be like, no, I can't go today. Oh, she's being a bitch. She doesn't want to ride with us. Or she doesn't want to hang with us.
Wishy-washy.
Right. Or you're at work and I need to take a longer time in the bathroom because I have to do my emollients and all of these things.
Yep.
And how do you explain that to your boss? Why are you spending so much time in the bathroom? Well, right. I have a condition. What's this condition? You know, I don't want to get into it. It's private. Well, then you can't be spending that time in the bathroom. So during the summit, we're going to be giving people the language and the tools to have those conversations in a way that's comfortable for you and in a way that puts makes the point across to your family, friends, and your providers, you know, talking to the doctors. So all of that.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Like, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us and sharing all that you shared. My final thing is just, you've already plugged the summit and we already know about your organization, and I'll be sure to put all of this in the show notes, but could you please also tell us where we can follow you on socials and drop that vulva moisturizer that you recommend?
Yeah, sure. So we are Lichen Sclerosis Support Network, completely spelled out, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and we're trying to dabble in TikTok, but we're not very active there. Instagram is where we are the most active. And, you know, you can always reach us through our website, lssupportnetwork.org. And yeah, vulva moisturizers, check out, Sweet Spot Labs is a good, organization. And then there's Mama's Apothecary. Medicine Mama. Just look up Medicine Mama. Great products made by a gynecologist. So
thank you so much, Kathy. Thank it was so you. Great to finally have you on the show.
I know. Yeah, I'm so excited. Like I said, this is a dream come true. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much for listening. And thank you again, Kathy, for coming on the show and interviewing. It has been a long time coming. If y'all enjoyed this episode, please let us know. And be sure to also check out the show notes for Kathy's website and her socials and anything you can learn about LS and LS diagnosis and her journey and the journeys of other people. And also information about the summit. Please email us, y'all, at blackmailmirror@gmail.com with any of your feedback, any thoughts, any questions. We always look forward to y'all feedback, as you know. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. This episode of the BMM Podcast was edited by me, Randy Chapman, at Wordy Productions, a podcast management company. We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services. Rate us 5 stars and review us, y'all. We love hearing from you. We love reading your reviews. If you don't like the show, please send it in an email. Don't mess up our rating, okay? To support our podcast, consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get unedited, edited, ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings with us, game nights, mixtapes, Discord channel, all that jazz. It is a great way to support us, the work that we have done, the work that we will do. If we've moved you in any way, consider joining. There is a free trial for 7 days so you can see if you like it. And be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. You can follow me on social media, Instagram. I am Randy S. Rich. Please send me a DM or anything to let me know you're not a bot or somebody crazy. You can also follow my professional page, Ready Productions, on Instagram. And our professional podcast page, Black Millennial Marriage. All right, y'all. Thank you again for listening. Be blessed. Don't settle. Fight clean. Peace. About time that I get back. Yo, I'ma get back. We can hold it down. Oh God, I'ma get back. Yo, I'ma get back. We can hold it down. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.